Greetings and good morning. This is Eric Gould with your KVNF Sports Report for Friday, September 27th. High school football action heats up in the Western Slope Conference tonight. All eyes will be on Cedar Edge, where the defending 1A state champion Bruins play host to the always tough Hotchkiss Bulldogs at 7 p.m. Both teams are 3-1 on the season and are ranked 3rd and 4th in the state, respectively, according to a Denver Post poll. Cedar Edge will be well-rested after a bye week, while the battle-tested Bulldogs defeated Monta Vista 34-33 in overtime last week in their tune-up for tonight's pivotal matchup. Junior quarterback Devin Roop had his best game as a Bulldog, running for 107 rushing yards and throwing for 178 passing yards in the win. Alex Smith chipped in with 167 yards on the ground, and Hotchkiss sealed a dramatic victory when freshman Ryan Halfley kicked the extra point in overtime. Last season, these two teams played twice, and Cedar Edge won both games by a combined 5 points. Whoever wins tonight will have a leg up in the race for a very competitive league title, as well as vital playoff positioning. The Paonia Eagles got back on the winning track with a 48-6 win at Dolores last week. Paonia was led by sophomore quarterback Taylor Walters, who ran for 153 rushing yards and threw for 139 passing yards in the victory. He also accounted for 4 Paonia touchdowns. The 3-1 Eagles open Western Slope Conference play tonight at 7 on the road at Roaring Fork High School in Carbondale. The Rams are 2-2 on the season. Looking at other teams around the listening area, Montrose has moved up to number 2 in the state in the 4A classification after the Indians dismantled Hinckley 49-6 last week. Mike Rocha continued his outstanding season, running for 97 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Montrose win. Montrose puts its 5-0 record on the line tonight in a huge matchup against the number 1 team in 4A, Monarch. The defending state champion Coyotes are 3-0 and will host the Indians tonight at 7 in Louisville. Delta continues its march for respect and cracked into the 3A poll, moving into the number 9 position in the state after the Panthers beat Moffitt County 53-7 last week. Quarterback Cade Gafford threw for 228 yards and 2 touchdowns in the victory. Derek Horn ran for 52 yards for Delta, and Ryan Whiteside caught 7 passes for 111 yards and 1 touchdown in the Panthers' win. Delta travels to Glenwood Springs at 7 tonight for a tilt against the 1-4 Demons. And finally, in cross country, Andrew Tiedemann set the course record and won the individual boys title at last Saturday's Hotchkiss Invitational. The Bulldogs junior completed the circuit in 17 minutes, 59.17 seconds. Montrose won the boys team title with 11 points. The Hotchkiss girls captured the team title and placed 6 runners in the top 20. Senior Natalie Anderson claimed her 3rd career win at home with a time of 20 minutes, 53 seconds. Sophomore Mae Anderson finished 2nd in the race for the Bulldogs with her time of 21 minutes, 50.34 seconds, finishing just ahead of Delta sophomore Michaela Music. And that concludes your KVNF Sports Report. Stay tuned to KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio for future sports reports on Fridays. For KVNF, my name is Eric Gould. Good luck to all the teams in our listening area, and thanks so much for listening.